This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, February 14, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Mix of clouds and sun today, temperature in the upper 40s, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 5:58 p.m. The city of Newburyport will be holding a Valentine's Day event today to promote organ donations. We will have complete details on this event below on the North Shore Today post. Newburyport officials are planning to continue their street paving again this year. Mayor Sean Reardon details the paving project scheduled for 2023.
Last year we worked on wards 1, 3, and 5, and now we're working on wards 2, 4, and 6. So we're going to submit that plan into City Council for them to review. Last year we did 23 streets. This year we're probably not going to do as much, but we're actually going to pave more. So last year we did just over 4 miles of paving. This year we're going to do a little bit more than that. So not quite 5, but still more than 4 miles of paving. And just now will just be fewer streets because they're just going to be bigger streets this year. But some really important streets that we're going to work on too. Plummer Ave, Noble Street, Middle Street, State Street after they do the gas line.
The mayor made his comments in his weekly Mayor's Corner report. There are plans for a new apartment complex at Vinon Square in Swampscott. The Daily Item is reporting today that the town's planning board will be considering a plan to develop the former Glover restaurant site into apartments. The 4-acre site could feature about 140 rental units in both Swampscott and Marblehead, as well as 17 affordable housing units. Lynn's Public Property and Parks Committee will be reviewing 3 proposals to turn the former Marshall Middle School on Porter Street into affordable housing for seniors. The Daily Item reports that there are 3 developers vying for the project. The federal government has ordered a 200-square-mile fishing area closed in the waters off Gloucester that is impacting local lobstermen. Beth Cassoni, the executive director of the Massachusetts Lobstermen's Association, explains why the organization has gone to court to try to reverse the order.
Effective February 1st, the National Marine Fisheries Service enacted a closure without notice to the fishing industry. They were informed that the gear needed to be removed, and this is an area on the North Shore for people who want to, you know, geographically understand it. It's off of Gloucester, and we call it the Wedge area, and this area it's about 200 square miles, and there are many fishermen that fish in that area. Now, mind you, on February 1st, Massachusetts has also permanent closures that are enforced on that date, and their area that those closures cover are over 11,000 square miles. So historically, over the last 10 years, Massachusetts has endured the most draconian right whale conservation measures anywhere in the United States. And this last act by National Marine Fisheries Service was pretty much the straw that broke the camel's back because it was overreach. It wasn't warranted. There are still zero right whales up in that area. The right whales historically come from the southern waters and they come into Cape Cod Bay, and there are about, you know, 25, 30 right whales out there now in Cape Cod Bay, which is a long way from Cape Ann, and the organization, you know, had to make a stand because it's principle at this point, and to expect the fishermen to remove their gear without notice is unjust.
That's Beth Cassoni of the Massachusetts Lobstermen's Association. Her entire interview is available on our website. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi everyone, I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Celtics and Bruins were both off last night. The Celtics play in Milwaukee tonight. The Bruins are in Dallas. Beanpot Final. Northeastern 3, Harvard 2, decided in the first ever Beanpot Shootout. Local sports tonight in boys basketball. Beverly is at Winthrop, Peabody at Saugus, Swampscott at Salem, Marblehead at Gloucester, and Masconomet plays at Danvers. Girls basketball tonight, Saugus is at Peabody. Peabody is unbeaten in the league so far. Saugus coach Mark Surrender knows that it's going to be a tough game. tonight.
Yeah, as you mentioned, they're really good. We know that from playing them last year. They have a lot of the same cast of characters coming back. And, you know, they can score inside, they can score outside. They defend well, they rebound well. So we know we're going to be challenged basically in every phase of the game. And we had practice today, worked on some things to try to get ready for that. You know, ultimately, like, it's a fun time to be playing big games. It's February, and our team is still very much engaged in the season. We've had a great season. And, you know, PB is great, and we also, at this point in the year, we recognize that we're a good team. So it'll be fun. It'll be a fun game for sure.
Saugus girls basketball coach Mark Schrender. Don't forget to check out the Salem News Sports Writers with Phil Stacey, Matt Williams, and Nick Kukuru here with us on the podcast that is already posted on the website, along with our special guest this week, Michelle Roach, girls hockey coach for the Peabody Linfield North Reading girls hockey team. That is sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Tuesday, everybody, and thank you for listening to North Shore Today.
We are msonewsports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about msonewsports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.